We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Believe me, we'll get back to the Sixers calls and the Sixers conversation. Let's mix in some Eagle stuff right here. There's a report that's out there that the Eagles believe the Giants will try to sign Nick Foles if he becomes a free agent, and that may be, at least in part, why the Eagles are going to franchise Nick Foles, because they don't want him going to the Redskins or the Giants. That, according to Jason Cole, NFL reporter for, now FanSided, I believe. I know he was Yahoo before, but anyway. Yeah, so one of the reasons why it's like, hey, listen, we'd like to get a draft pick. Because, like, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If reports are true of a third-round draft pick as a possible return for Nick Foles, it sure seems like that they're going through a lot of nonsense and possible, listen, the downside to doing to franchising him is you can't trade him and you're stuck with him. Mm-hmm. Or you have to renounce that you take away the tag and you lose a compensation pick, likely the same thing, a third-rounder.
Yeah, that's why I don't think this is a good idea. I mean, I just don't. To franchise him at all. Listen, I understand you want to get something for him in return this year, but A, I don't think the market for Nick Foles is going to be what the Eagles think it's going to be, from the standpoint of you're going to have these teams willing to give up high draft picks or a high draft pick for Nick Foles. Now, I guess I should never doubt Howie Roseman and what he can get done, mm-hmm. because – man, he's been in some rooms, and he's come up with some deals, and he seems to come out on top more often than not. So I'll give him that benefit of the doubt. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with the idea of I'm going to franchise tag him to keep him from going somewhere else. He has to agree. Guess what? Because if he signs the tag, you're stuck with $25 million you owe him for two quarterbacks. Or if he doesn't agree to go to the team who you want to trade with, you don't have a deal.
Right. Yeah, you're right. There would have to be...
He has the leverage.
Everybody would have to be on the same page.
And the thing about the whole NFC East mm-hmm. team thing, if he and his agent have gotten a sense that the Giants want him, first of all, I don't believe that. Because I don't feel, at least right now, I could be shocked later, I don't think the Giants are cutting Eli Manning. They've stuck with him this long. He's revered in that organization. He's one of the greatest Giants of all time. They would have had a better exit plan for Eli Manning than just to cut him in the offseason. That's just me. I don't believe that's going to happen with Eli.
Cut him after June 1st after they sign Nick.
Yeah, I don't see that.
They give him a softer send-off.
How do you do that? He still wants to play.
No, but what I'm saying is that they would have probably already moved on from him and give him more time to find somewhere to go rather than waiting and then cutting him.
But Eli.
I agree with you.
Yeah, because if anything, he still wants to play, so you're not going to do him wrong and hold on to him when the free agency market dries up and then he can't sign somewhere. So they're not going to do that to Eli Manning. So if Nick wants to go to the Giants and the Giants want him, Nick's going to the Giants, whether you want to trade him there or not. Because he's not going to agree to go somewhere else.
Well,
so if he wants to go to the Giants or the Redskins, that's what he's going to do. Because all he has to do is put you in a bind.
Yeah, no, I know. But at the same time, if you know that the Eagles aren't interested in that and you can get comparable compensation mm-hmm. from the Jags or another team, then maybe you realize, like, hey, it's not worth the mess. If the Giants are really the only team that be willing to offer you the contract that you want, and I got to imagine they're drafting a quarterback this year anyway. So that's Jason Cole says, quote, the biggest consideration in their dealings with potential free agent to be Nick Foles is keeping him away from the Giants. That according to a report from longtime NFL writer Jason Cole. So
I just don't see it. I don't even know why. And we talked about Nick not wanting to sign with somebody on a short-term deal. What, the Giants are going to go through back-to-back drafts without taking a quarterback? They didn't take one last year. You're at the number six slot this year with an opportunity to move up and take the kid out of Ohio State, because who I think is going to be the first quarterback taken. So either you're going to do that still and bring Nick on for a one-year deal.
And that's not something he's looking to.
Right.
Because you know what? He wouldn't be playing by week eight or nine.
Right.
The Giants start losing games and they're 3-5 and everybody's screaming for Haskins. He's in there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see. Now, if you're telling me the Redskins are the team they want to keep him away from, now we can listen. I'll listen to that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback right now. Alex Smith is injured. I can hear that one. Nick would have to want to go there still. See, to me, all this still is contingent upon Nick saying, yeah, I'm willing to go there. Because the Jags or whatever team isn't going to offer up this high pick
want. They know that too.
Without knowing Nick wants to come there.
Well, I think a third round pick, and that's why the story made sense, because a third round pick isn't the Eagles holding the demand of second round pick or nothing, mm-hmm. because they don't have the leverage to do that, right? So right. if they already worked out where Nick and the agent said, yeah, the Jags would work, and the Jags are saying, yeah, we would do a third round pick for him, that would make sense.
That's simple,
but
that's just because Nick agrees to it.
Nick would have to agree to it.
That's the whole caveat.
Nick has to play
the
ball.
Whole thing. Yes.
Nick has to play ball.
Yes.
And we don't know if Nick's interested in playing ball right now, or Nick's agent, more importantly.
Well, especially if you're trying to send me to a team I don't want to go to.
Right.
If you're trying to send me somewhere I don't want to go to, then I'm not going to sign the deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles can't trade him unless he signs the franchise tag.
Right.
They can't trade him.
Right, and no team is going to trade for him on a one-year franchise tag contract.
$25 million.
Yeah, they're going to want him for multiple years at a
so
better
cap rate. So you can spread
the
money out.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to give up a legitimate draft pick for one-year franchise. Right? That's not going to happen. It takes any value he actually has out.
Yeah.
He would have to agree to a contract with his new team. There's a lot of different things that need to be dotted and crossed and signed off of just to even have.
Now, listen, he may be working with the Eagles. That's possible.
Might be.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. That would be good for the Eagles if he's willing to play ball with you. But if he's not, you're going to have to let him go. Let him go. Get your third-round pick next year.
Dan in South Jersey. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you, buddy?
Good. Listen, a buddy in Dallas told me that the Cowboys are about jumping up and down. Number one, they think that the Eagles are going to get rid of Nick Foles and keep Carson Wentz. But they're terrified that he's going to go to the Giants. And to be really honest with you, the scary thing is, if you look at it and be honest with yourself, Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard, and then you put in their tight end, that's Ingram, and Saquon Barkley, they got better skill position people than the Eagles do. You put Nick Foles in a decent line in front of them, and they're trouble. No wonder the Eagles don't want him to go there. How do you keep him out of there? You don't.
So you're telling me Nick Foles is going to go to New York and beat out Eli Manning to be the starting quarterback there?
Eli Manning, you saw him, Mike. He's a shell of what he was.
He's not an Eagle. I don't care about Eli Manning. I'm telling you what the Giants think about Eli Manning. He's one of their greatest players.
He's what held them. When you look at their team, their line, their offensive line, mm-hmm. and their quarterback play held them up.
No,
and that's true.
If you say so, I don't necessarily believe that Eli was the issue with them last year. Go look at Eli's numbers.
Yeah, but yeah, they just weren't a very good football team.
And a first-year coach up there, too.
Eli included in that. Their line's not any good. Hasn't been good for how long? When's the last time they had a really good offensive line? You know what I mean? They're always trying to figure it out. Eric Flowers was a disaster draft pick. They spent big money on Nate Solder. He was bad last year. Right? I mean, they've been trying to get an offensive line up there. I don't know. I mean, honestly, to me, it seems like that Eli Manning's staying in New York. And
I haven't heard. I sure as hell
don't want Nick going up there.
I haven't heard one. Somebody called Chris Connor. Have I heard one report about Eli not being a Giant next year?
No, he thinks that it's Eli and they draft somebody.
Yeah,
already texted him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if anybody is reporting anything about Eli not being a New York Giant next year. Because that's what would have to happen.
Right.
What, is Nick going to go there and be in a quarterback battle with Eli Manning?
Right. No, they're not going to have an open competition. No, exactly. He's going to be gone. He's just going
to
be gone.
He would have to be gone.
And I would think how I would handle it. And the
now
and the,
if Eli retires, all of a sudden retires, that's different.
And I that's not going to happen unless he gets cut and he can't find a team.
He said he still wants to play.
Yeah, see, here's the thing with the Giants, right? You have to understand, it's such a different situation up there. They're a regal franchise. The Mars and the Tishes, they're NFL elite, have been around a really long time. And the way they view Eli Manning is that they're gonna do it the right way. This is gonna be the last year. They're gonna give him the lap.
Send off.
Right, they're gonna do that.
Yes.
And the way that it's been handled so far, just it's not the MO for how they handle how they would handle that type of a player.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not gonna do that to Eli Manning, man.
If they were gonna move on from Eli, he would have very graciously, or you would know that he's gonna be released, and they're gonna say thank you for everything, and blah 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 blah.
Now you can disagree with it, but that's the way their organization operates. That's what they're gonna do with Eli Manning. We can say Eli stinks. He's been garbage for years.
He does.
But he plays for the Giants.
He won them 2 Super Bowls.
That's right. He plays for the Giants.
We have breaking 76ers news, Ben Livingston.
I'll give you one guess who had this. The new Sixers just landed at the Philadelphia International Airport.
Jose Liquido.
Oh, my boy, Johnny Airport, baby.
And now, they're sitting next to a tiny prop plane. I don't think they flew him in on a prop. I think that's probably just a plane they're sitting next to. If they flew him in on a prop, then the process was a failure.
It wasn't commercial, was it?
I didn't see him this morning.
Hold on, does Tobias Harris get the jet sent out for him?
Well,
if
Meek Mill gets a helicopter, I hope so.
Can they put Boban in a private jet? I don't know if he'll fit.
That's another good question. Yeah, it's 7'3".
Boban needs that first class.
If you're 6'3", how do you handle air
7'3".
travel? Or, excuse me, 7'3".
And he's a big 7'3". Like JoJo's 7'3", but he looks like, I think he's listed
at
7'3".
JoJo's not 7'3".
Well, no, JoJo's 7'2". I think Boba might be a little more than 7'3".
Like George Mirasan, they just...
KD does this. KD says that he's like 2 inches shorter than he actually is.
Right.
So people don't think that he's like
he's too
tall. Yeah.
Right.
The tall guys want to be
shorter. Boba does look 7'5".
Yeah. Hey, that's got to be uncomfortable for him flying economy.
Oh, stop.
Imagine
it.
That.
I don't know if he's on Spirit or Frontier from taking off from Trenton. That's for sure.
Oh, man, I've been on that plane before, man.
So have I. How the hell do you think I know about it? Let's go to E in Norristown. Hi, E. E in Norristown, hello.
Frontier. Come on, E. Where you at?
E in Norristown.
Here. Okay, I was on mute. My fault.
E in Norristown, hello. What's up, buddy?
Listen, I have never seen an Eagles offseason and a Sixers trade season be so juicy at the same time, man. There's so much to talk about with both sides. So first of all, let me start with Sixers. Trust the process. Listen, I am excited about this dude, Toby, coming in from the Clippers, because I've been saying to my boys all the time, Ben is a liability, man.
Uh-oh.
I am so tired of this dude having the ball in the fourth quarter and coming down like he's going to close the game and passing off and doing stupid moves and not even passing off and doing screens. It's ridiculous. So now you can keep him off the ball, get a good starting five, but do I think they have what it takes to win the Eastern Conference Finals? Hell no. For the same fact I just laid out, I don't think you can do it. You can beat Toronto maybe 2 or 3 times. Maybe you can beat Milwaukee 3 or 4 times, but 4 games in 2 series? I don't think it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, listen, they got to add some more players. We don't have a bench right now, E, for sure.
Yes, because and then exactly you have you. So who's on the bench? You're going. These starters got to rest, and then you got these other benches. Listen, I don't see it happening. Will they get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Absolutely. But to the Eagles side, listen, you franchise Nick Foles, and it blows up in your face. What happened?
You got him.
We got oh, Carson stuck. And Nick all over again.
Yep.
Yo, Dave, who's taking that risk?
Well, but he
that's what I'm saying.
Who wants to take that risk,
I would say this, and the report says that a big reason or one of the main reasons that they're going to franchise him is to try to control where he's going. If the Eagles could get a third round draft pick just in compensation for letting him walk, why would they deal with all these headaches to get a third round pick? Albeit it's this year, it'd be this year. Why would they do that? To risk all these other things. So that tells me that, A, they either 100% have a deal in place, and Nick's going to play ball, or right. B, they're really concerned about Nick going to the Redskins or the Giants.
I get it, but okay, so what's changed in the league from last year to this year to say that his value's going up and teams are more desperate this year than last year? What, the Jaguars, maybe? Is that the only team I can think of? So that's a hell of a risk, man. I mean, I know you got a real draft class coming out or this draft, but yo, my God, that's too much. Now you got $25 million on
the risk.
Yeah. And two quarterbacks, and now a real potential quarterback controversy. Are you kidding me? Let Nick go, man.
Yeah, you got the
beat him in the season.
You got
beat him on the field.
We're going to run the risk of the backup quarterback making three times as much as the starter.
Well, I mean, Carson would understand that, right?
Yeah.
He'd be understandable, Ike.
No.
He wouldn't get his new contract this offseason. Nick would get $25 million for a year.
Add that into the equation,
too. He wouldn't be a bad teammate this year.
Yeah, add that into the equation that Nick and, I mean, Carson and his agent won't be getting that new deal this offseason. And you got to give Nick $25 million.
At Mark Streets WIP, would you sign Jimmy Butler? Bentz is a four-year max contract. It would actually be a five. But 52% say yes. How about that? I'm not sure. Am I surprised at that result? That 52%?
I was going to say, do you view that as good or bad? You think it should be more than 52%?
Nah, see, I can't do it, right? I can't give him a 5-year max.
Oh no, I'm not doing it for sure.
$200 million contract to a guy that, see, here's the thing: he's a competitor and wants to win. But when you get paid that kind of money at that age, and you know this is your last big contract. What about year one? What about year two and three?
Exactly.
What about year four?
Yeah.
Have you been fighting with everybody for a couple years?
And you're still paying him $40 million a year at 34 when he can't do anything. He's just sour grapes in your locker room, and you can't trade him away to anybody.
And it's not that he's not a good player, but for what did the Sixers need from him, you can find that in a... You can find that somewhere else. You know, money just traded for that.
And I don't mind saying it because I was one of the guys out there up front. That's why Spike said it the way he said it, because I was in love with getting Jimmy Butler. I was. But when you watch a guy from afar versus watching him every game and watching the team cover him and you see him in the press conference, that's different. So I've gotten a chance to see more of him because I'm paying closer attention to him. And he's here now. And I'm like, okay, I'm good for the rest of the year. We needed him. I'm okay. Elton, you took your shot. You know how I felt about the other guys. No big deal. It was worth it to me. But I'm not willing to commit to 5 more years of this. I'm good. At 31, if this is what it's like now, imagine what it's going to be like 3 years from now when Ben Starr is really at his peak.
They're going to be trying to kill each other.
When Embiid is really at his peak.
That's a great
point.
When
Tobias, see, here's the thing. Those other three guys, they're similar in age. Then you got the grumpy big brother who's been to all-star games, who really thinks he's a superstar. So
who gets grumpier with age.
So he wants to tell all the young bucks how to do everything and the way it should be. And he makes the most money on the team.
And no one wants to hear him.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, Ike, honestly.
Brett Brown will be fired.
Like, you look at, I always talk about this with the Yankees or with baseball contracts, to where they'll give a guy a 7-8 year contract knowing that the last 3 or 4 years, or the last 3 years are probably not going to be productive as far as the contract value, right? But they take it for the first 4 or 5 years because they're winning World Series and they're contending. So the back end of the contract, they're getting screwed, but they don't care because they're spending money.
Right.
You can't do that on a 5-year contract with Jimmy Butler. You can't have year 3, 4, and 5 a total disaster. It doesn't work like that in the NBA.
No. I mean, it'd be an albatross around your neck. And I like the fact those other guys are similar in age. Embiid, Harris, and, you know, Ben's a younger buck, but still, he's not too far behind those guys. But Jimmy's at 31 going on 32, and you get your 190, you know, and where I come from, they call that the you-know-what money. And you tell people to go do you-know-what. And he ain't going to tell me anything once I get 5 years, 190, and it's guaranteed.
Well, Jimmy did that before the contract.
Right. Yeah, it's 190 guaranteed.
All right, Bob in Mount Laurel. Hi, Bob.
What up, Bob?
Hey, I listen to your show all the time. How you doing, Ike? How you doing, John?
How are you, Bob?
What up, brother?
Good. At Nick Foles, there is no way he goes to the Giants. First off, the Giants couldn't afford him. They don't have a third-round pick this year.
Oh,
they got they got a first-rounder, a second-rounder, and 3 fourth-rounders.
Well, they're not going to trade him.
You're not trading to the Giants. You're trying to prevent him from going to the Giants.
As a free agent.
Correct, as a free agent. But I'm saying even if they were to franchise tag him and they even consider talking with the Giants, that's just not going to happen because the Giants can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, Nick doesn't want to play behind that line. I mean, Eli, look, I'll be the first to admit, that man is, he's not playing well at all and needs to move on. But he is one of the toughest quarterbacks in the NFL.
That guy he plays every game until Bob McAdoo benched him that one game.
Yeah, exactly. The guy gets up after every hit. 31 sacks in the first half of the season, and he still got up every play. Nick still has some injuries that he deals with.
And when he takes hits.
And let me tell you, dude, you think Nick really wants to go play in New York?
Maybe. He knows Pat. You can't argue with the skill guys he has. True, the offensive line sucks, but that doesn't mean that you can't improve it if you have a GM that's not a fool.
Think about this.
Yeah.
Nick wants to go to a family environment. Who is he throwing to up there?
Let me see. Odell Beckham. He's a good family man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how that works out.
That's a great point. The Odell thing.
Yeah.
It's a great point. It is.
I mean, I would think you would have to offer him a ton of money.
Meanwhile,
that he couldn't turn it down.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want to deal with him.
Because everybody doesn't want to go play in New York, dude. You get that spotlight put on you, man. That's the Big Apple.
Yeah.
You're on the front page up there all the time.
No, you're right. You're right. But, you can't compare it because New York to Philly because there's so many people and it's the melting pot of the United States and all that. But you want to talk about being under a microscope.
Mm-hmm.
Being a quarterback in Philadelphia, it doesn't get any more pressure-filled and stress-filled than that.
Yeah, and how did he handle that the last time?
Who, Nick?
Yeah.
He just won a Super Bowl.
He wasn't under pressure to win that Super Bowl. I'm talking about going there. When he goes to New York, he's being as the savior. He's coming in.
I don't know if he's the savior.
Dude, when you're placing a two-time Super Bowl MVP and an icon of the franchise, you think that doesn't come with pressure?
It comes with pressure, but to your point, there's expectations that he hasn't had in a place in a long time.
Exactly. Coming in at the end of the season when people are just hoping you save the season,
mm-hmm.
that's nothing to lose type pressure.
Yep.
No, when you go to New York and have to replace Eli Manning for a fan base that's a part of the hated rival?
Mm-hmm.
The hated rival? Can you imagine if we signed a Cowboy quarterback?
Oh, my God.
You think this fan base would give him any type of a leash?
No.
Yeah, so, Nick, go on up there and see what happens.
Let's talk to a full-fledged Folzer, Michael in South Philly. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hi, John.
Hi, Mike.
What up, Mike?
How are you?
I mean, I just got thrown off topic.
What happened?
What are you drinking? What kind of ice juice you got? Nick didn't have any pressure last season.
Yeah.
How do you figure, Ike? I mean,
well, they were 6-point underdogs in the Super Bowl.
Come on. I can't get off topic with you. Like, I rarely disagree with you, but right now, he had the pressure of a city on his shoulders. He had the choice.
Michael, the same city. Hold on, Mike. Mike, the same city.
Flat on his face.
The same city 2 weeks earlier were saying play Nate Sudfeld instead of him.
I hear you. How quickly the Philadelphia hearts change. I hear you there.
No, that's not anything about heart changing. That's
topic.
All I'm saying. No, I'm going to let you finish your point. All I'm saying is that when you come in as the backup, we are hopeful. Nobody is expecting you to win the Super Bowl. No one is saying you're. If they had lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots, would anybody have been upset to the point where, Nick, no, they would have been disappointed that we didn't win, but.
Nick's the backup.
Quite frankly, he's the backup quarterback.
Yep, you're right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.